Hi everyone, I'm David, and I'm in my second year studying chemistry at university. I want to talk to you about how the things I learned back in secondary school have been incredibly useful for my current degree, especially when doing practical work in the laboratory.
A lot of people assume that studying science at school is just about understanding complex mathematical formulas or applying basic logic. However, in my experience, having a good memory is actually what gets you through the exams and helps you retain foundational concepts. Without that, you'd struggle to grasp the more advanced theories later on.
When I first started university, I was eager to get straight into mixing chemicals and doing exciting experiments. But instead of handing us a list of instructions or an equipment list, our professors insisted that we memorize the safety rules before we were allowed anywhere near the benches. Looking back, that was definitely the right approach.
Because my secondary school teachers had given us plenty of practical experience, I wasn't as anxious as some of my peers. While my friends admitted to feeling quite overwhelmed and nervous about the advanced apparatus, I actually felt incredibly confident when handling the complex machinery. That prior exposure was definitely a huge advantage.
During our first proper lab session, we were tasked with a titration experiment. I reached for a test tube initially, thinking we'd use that for mixing, but the tutor pointed out that we actually needed a measuring cylinder to ensure the volumes were exactly right. It's a basic piece of equipment, but knowing how to use it properly is essential.
One of the things I love about chemistry is the visual aspect. In one experiment, we were looking for signs of a successful reaction. Some students were expecting to see bubbles, or perhaps feel a sudden drop in temperature. Actually, a distinct colour change was the true indicator that the chemicals had reacted as expected, which I remembered from a similar demonstration my old chemistry teacher did.
University labs demand a much higher level of accuracy than school. In the past, I might have been praised for being quick or creative in my write-ups. Now, though, the professors constantly remind us that being precise is the most valuable skill when recording our data. Even a tiny rounding error can ruin an entire day's work.
Recently, we had to undertake a major collaborative assignment. I thought I might just end up being the assistant, or perhaps the lead researcher. But to my surprise, my group voted for me to be the team leader. I think my solid grasp of the basics made them trust my judgment.
For this project, we were allowed to choose our own samples to analyse. We debated testing regular tap water or even collecting rainfall, but we eventually settled on fetching water from a local river as we thought it would yield more interesting results.
When we analysed the samples, we were expecting to find traces of heavy metals or maybe some harmful bacteria from agricultural runoff. However, what really shocked us was the alarming amount of plastic pollution we detected. It really highlighted how relevant chemistry is to real-world issues.
This whole experience has really shaped my career goals. When I started my degree, I was convinced I'd end up working as a pharmacist, or perhaps a science teacher like the ones who inspired me. Instead, I've decided I want to become an environmental scientist, using my lab skills to help tackle issues like water contamination.